بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين وبعد. In the last ruku of this very beautiful story, this very beautiful surah, we spoke about how the rumor started spreading in the city about the promiscuity of the wife of the minister and how she tried to seduce Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. So then she then gathered the ladies and she caused them to see the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam so that they can realize and understand her perspective. That was her hope. And then eventually Yusuf alayhi salam, when a lot of ladies now were interested in Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam preferred to rather be in prison, and this is the dua he made, and Allah Jalla Jalalu caused Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam to eventually find himself in prison. And now we commence with the next ruku of Surah Yusuf.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ودخل معه سجن فتيان. And two young lads had entered the prison with Yusuf alayhi salam. قال أحدهما, one of them said, إني أراني أعصر خمرة. I see myself in a dream. I've seen a dream, and in this dream, I've seen myself squeezing خمر, squeezing wine. What this means is, when you squeeze grapes, it ultimately becomes wine, but they used it as a metaphorical way of saying that I see myself as a wine or cup bearer.
So let's introduce these boys. The second one, وقال الآخر وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير من. The second says, I seen in my dream that I was carrying bread on my head and there were birds coming to eat from the bread on my head. So Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam went into jail and he was imprisoned. And then after Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was very liked and became very popular in prison, tafsir speak about how when people were ill in prison, he would go and assist them, he would support them. Then when people were feeling down and demotivated, he would go give them hope of one day that they might be released. And he used to spend the night in ibadah. The prison wardens even took a liking to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. The fellow inmates took a liking to Yusuf alayhi salam. And there were wardens who said to Yusuf alayhi salam that if it was within our control, we would have released you. And then eventually these two men were now imprisoned and they joined Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam in prison.
And before we get more into detail with it, if a person generally finds someone that shows signs of knowledge, shows signs of wisdom, then something as small as seeing a dream, you'll want some wisdom from that person because you find them to be knowledgeable and wise. So they told Yusuf alayhi salam that they seen a dream after they seen the character of Yusuf alayhi salam. And they said to him, نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ, inform us of the interpretation of these dreams. Why? إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, because we see you to be from those who are muhsineen, those who are have excellent character and have excellent wisdom.
So let's speak about how these two boys entered into prison. How did they find themselves in prison? So the one, he used to be the cup bearer of the king, meaning he used to squeeze the juice for the king and provide the juice for the king. The second was the baker for the king. Now the two of them were bribed, saying that we'll give you some money and you should poison the king. And it was some hostile attack on the king, hoping for the king to lose his life. So both of them were bribed and they both had to agree that they will put some poison into the bread and the other would put some poison into the wine. So the one who was the baker, he had conceded to the request and he placed the poison into the bread. And the one who was the cup bearer, he decided, he had a change of mind and he decided not to put the poison into the wine. But now when it was presented to the king, the baker said to the king, be careful of the wine, it has been poisoned. And the cupbearer said to the king, be careful of the bread, it has been poisoned. So both of them seemed now to be suspects. So the wine was given to an animal and there was no reaction on that animal. And the bread was given to an animal and that animal died. So now they were both suspects and they were awaiting trial. So they were both sent into jail. Now the difference between jail and prison, prison is after a person has been sentenced. Jail is when you are awaiting trial. So they both had been sent into jail and this is where they see in the dream. And this is when they encountered the good character of Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is when they now sought interpretation from Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam.
So Yusuf alayhi salam in turn responded to them. And this is the like of the sunnah of the Anbiya and the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he talks in the Quran as well. So before interpreting the dream, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam mentions, قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمَا. That before I... as you know, I normally get my sustenance, my meals, my food at a certain time, and it's close to that time, but I will interpret this two dreams before you, before this food comes to me. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. And that is what my Lord has taught me.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful interpretation about the first part of this verse. They came to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam requesting for the interpretation. Yusuf alayhi salam said, I will interpret for you after the meals for the two of you arrive. That's when I will interpret for you. So these two people were unaware that there were meals going to come to them in prison, and these meals were going to come from their family members. And Yusuf alayhi salam predicted it. And this was an amazing sign for them. How was Yusuf alayhi salam able to grasp this knowledge? But Yusuf alayhi salam exposed his prophethood to them by mentioning to them what would come, what type of food, who would bring it, and then I'll interpret your dream. And when that happened, they were taken aback to see the integrity of the prophethood of Yusuf alayhi salam. And then Yusuf alayhi salam attributed this to Allah, ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. This is what my Lord had taught me, and that's how I was able to predict what food was coming in your direction.
And this is where the sunnah of the Anbiya come in, and the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in, where when a question is asked, we start off by calling to Allah and then answering the question. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Indeed, I have left the sunnah, or the religion of a nation that does not believe in Allah. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And as well, they do not believe in the last day and the akhirah. And this is two roots of deen that are great in our life that we need to believe in. You are not a true believer if you don't believe in Allah. You're not a true believer if you don't believe in the akhirah. So it's al-imanu billah and al-imanu bidaril jaza. That you have a complete iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have complete iman that there is a akhirah and that there will be resurrection.
The next verse, وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. I follow the way of my forefathers, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq, and Ya'qub alayhim salam. Now, why is it important that Yusuf alayhi salam mentioned that these are my forefathers? Because he's still trying to win over these people's confidence, so that when he starts inviting them, they will be convinced, and they will be willing, and they will be receptive. So he highlights the point that he's from the lineage of the Anbiya, and that was perhaps giving him a cutting edge, because he's from the lineage of the Anbiya.
ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى
النَّاسِ. One part you must out. مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. It's not upon us to ascribe partners to Allah.
ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ. Sorry about that. That is from the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us and upon all men. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. However, many people do not have any appreciation for this. Now, this is a exquisite character of the Anbiya, that no matter what they were given, they were given so much, yet they ascribed everything to Allah subhanahu. They showed appreciation completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To digress a little bit, Dawood alayhi salam was given something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Are you not going to thank me?" Something to this effect. I have it here, but I'm too lazy to open it. Are you not going to be grateful of this bounty? And Dawood alayhi salam replied something to the effect that, how do I show gratefulness if gratefulness itself is a bounty from you? So this is the method of the Anbiya, and we should take lesson that we should be appreciative. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that he who is not appreciative to man is not really appreciative to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So now Yusuf alayhi salam starts his address, he starts his actual da'wah. He says, Ya sahibi sijn, O my companions in the prison. In the prison you get murderers. These were people who were conspiring to kill the king. No matter how people are, you treat them with respect, you treat them with kindness. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam works so well with these prisoners, with so much of respect. He says, O my fellow prisoners, أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ. are numerous gods better or Allah, who is the one and the almighty? This is the rhetorical question he asked them. Now we look at so many examples when you see the one Allah in charge, it's so much better than so many different authorities coming into place. The example we've seen in South Africa is we had coalition parties ruling certain municipalities. So you had a collaboration between the two parties. The example is PE. You had the EFF and the DA coming together. It didn't last. Pretoria was another example. The DA and the EFF coming together to rule. It didn't last. So here, Musaidna Yusuf alayhi salam is saying, oh, my two present companions, are numerous gods better? Or Allah, who is the one, the Almighty, is that better?
And it makes sense, because you can't have two leaders. One leader says you need to paint it green, another one says you need to paint it orange. Mm. It's two separate colors. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَّا أَسْمَاءً سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمْ. You're not worshipping anything. In essence, you're not worshipping anything. You think you're worshipping these idols, these carved out stone. You think you're worshipping it, but you're just worshipping names that you have given, you and your forefathers. Ma anzal Allahu biha min sultan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't even sent any proof for those names.
In al hukmu illa lillah, decision only rests with Allah. Amara Allah ta'budu illa iyyah. And what is Allah's decision? Allah has commanded that you don't worship anybody besides Him.
ذلك الدين القيم, that is the deen upright and straight. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. Again, people yet do not understand and do not know.
So now Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam now starts to interpret the dreams, and very importantly, when it comes to good dreams, we seek interpretation if the dream persists, and we go to a pious person who has knowledge of dreams. And if we see a bad dream, we rather don't mention it to anybody. We don't even seek interpretation of that dream, because dreams are a very sensitive thing, right? So ya sahiba yasijni, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said, oh my present companions, amma ahadukuma fayasqi rabbahu khamra. The one between the two of you, the one who was the cup bearer, and remember, alcohol and wine was permissible in those days. The one from amongst you who is the cup bearer, the interpretation of your dream, because that's what he's seen in his dream, is that you will return to pouring the wine for the king. What was his dream again?
He dreamed that he was squeezing grapes for wine.
Oh, okay, so you will return to that, right?
He will return to that day. And it really wasn't a bad dream. Anyways, وَأَمَّا الْآخَرُ فَيُصْلَبُ فَتَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ رَأْسِي. As for the other guy, he will be crucified and birds will eat from his brains.
So the one had a positive outcome, the other was a situation where he'll be crucified and then birds of prey will come eat from his corpse. So very scary image, right? And the reality is, the one who will return to his post, that person wasn't guilty of trying to poison the king, because he had a change of mind on the last minute. And the one who will be crucified, that person was actually willing to go ahead to kill the king. Now they stopped at this point and they said to Yusuf alayhi salam, we just made up these dreams. These dreams aren't real. These are not the truth. We just made these things up to come and test you. These dreams didn't really happen. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu holds that opinion, that that dream didn't actually happen. Now Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam responds to that. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ. Whatever you have asked me about, that has been ordained. So if you go to the wrong person for the interpretation of the dream, or you lie about a dream, and the interpretation they give you, that will now become binding. Allah will make it that Allah will ordain exactly what the interpretation of the dream was.
And this is what we learn from the ulama. Our ustad used to tell us often that if you have a dream, be the dream a good dream or a not so good dream. Try to look for someone, if you are looking to get it interpreted in the first place, rather keep it quiet if it's not so good, but try to look for someone who immediately will say something good about the dream, no matter what, because it's the first person is like the dua of this for you, that he's going to be making for you. So it's like Yusuf alayhi salam made dua, that this is how it's going to happen.
I heard of an incident, but it's subject to correction, right? Somebody seen a dream where his body was expanding across continents, right? Subject to correction to the effect. His body was extended over the different continents, and he went to the wrong person for the interpretation of the dream, and that person said, you will die and your body will be decapitated, and parts of your body will be buried into different parts of the world. And because the wrong interpretation, something similar to that actually materialized. Whereas the scholars said that the true interpretation of the dream is your wealth will expand across the continents and you will own land across the continents. But because he went to the wrong person for interpretation, it actually worked out according to the wrong interpretation.
SubhanAllah. And when it comes to interpretation, then it's always better to go back to the sunnah. Like when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam likened knowledge to milk, and if you see milk in a dream, it necessitates that you believe it's something to do with knowledge. For example, so don't just, oh, if there's a snake or there's an enemy, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's always a snake, there's always an enemy, for example.
There's a science to it.
You need to get a PhD in interpretation of dreams. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it specifically for Yusuf alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam. Continuing with the story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجٍ مِّنْهُمَا, that Yusuf alayhi salam said to the one who he felt was going to be to be successful from the two of them, اُذْكُرْنِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ, mention me and mention what's happening and what I've told you regarding my situation to your master.
So Yusuf alayhi salam was innocently and falsely imprisoned, and he was now in this situation, and obviously he turned to Amal, he made dua, he turned to Amal. But look at this, you see, he's lobbying, he's petitioning, he's telling this person that when you get back to the king, you're close to the king, just mention my name and mention my situation, perhaps he'll be able to assist me. فَانْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. Eventually, when this person was freed, he got caught up in the mundane and he forgot to mention Yusuf alayhi salam's name before the king. As a result, Yusuf alayhi salam stayed in prison for a number of years.
So there's two interpretations of this dream. There's two tafsirs of this ayah. One is preferred and one is not preferred. But it's best I mention it so that you know what's not preferred. The one that is preferred is, Shaitan made the cupbearer, the pourer, forget to mention to his master regarding Yusuf alayhi salam. The tafsir that is not preferred by the ulama is, Shaitan caused Yusuf alayhi salam to forget the remembrance of Allah. And this is not preferred.
Very interesting point. So bid'a sinin, how long did Yusuf alayhi salam stay then in prison? There's a number of narrations explaining this, but somewhere between 3 and 9 years, Yusuf alayhi salam remained, yet to be resilient, yet to be patient, and eventually Allah caused things to materialize in a beautiful manner. But that, inshallah, will be discussed next week. Stay tuned.